Let's get to our first topic. And have a think about this for a second. What have the following three men got in common? Christy from Fair City. Poor old Christy. The TV host Jeremy Kyle. And the British celebrity Callum Best. Now, it won't take you too long to figure this one out. The answer, of course, is paternity testing. The character of Christy, of course, is at the centre of a classic Who's the Daddy storyline in the popular soap Fair City at the moment. Callum Best apparently is being followed around in public these days by a woman claiming that he is the father of her baby. And as for Jeremy Kyle, well, anyone who watches daytime TV will know that there's a paternity test on his show at the centre of the action practically every day of the week. But how difficult is it to get a paternity test done? What does it entail? Is it expensive? And how common are requests for paternity tests here in Ireland? Well, those were just some of the questions I put to Martina Vella, who is sales and marketing manager with the international company EasyDNA, when I spoke to her earlier on today. I began by asking Martina if the demand for paternity testing is on the increase.
Yes, paternity testing is on the increase. It's actually the most popular test, the most requested test. And I think that it's going to continue to increase as time goes by, as the public become more aware of the option and as the testing becomes more affordable as well.
And just tell us in very simple terms, not wishing to get too scientific about it, but what does a paternity test involve? Let's say a woman comes to you and she has had a baby and isn't sure who the father is. What needs to happen? What does she need to do?
Okay, the testing process is extremely easy. We try and make it as simple to understand so that anyone can purchase one of the tests and actually carry out the sample collection at home using our kits. This involves an oral swab, which is similar to a cotton bud, just with a longer stick, and they basically collect the oral saliva samples from inside the mouth.
Saliva samples?
Yes, for the father and the child, and the mother can participate as well.
And it's that simple. So what you actually do is you sell kits?
Yes. Once you order the kit, which can be done either in our office, over the internet or over the telephone, we will send a kit to your home address or your work, wherever you prefer. And inside are the sterile oral swabs. Okay, and then the sampling is done for the father and the child using the swabs rubbed against the inside of the cheeks to collect the loose cells.
So what it does is it establishes whose DNA matches up with the DNA of the child.
Exactly. From the oral swabs, we extract the DNA from the cheek cells and we are able to obtain a profile, a DNA profile, which is unique to the individual. We compare the father's profile with the child, and in order for them to be basically included as the biological father, there must be a match on each area which is examined, so basically each loci.
So they do the swabs themselves and then they send the package back to you for analysis, is that how it works?
Exactly, that's correct. Everything's provided for them inside their kit, including the instructions, and we send the samples back. As soon as we receive them, we begin testing, and we would also contact the client with their due date for the results. And then the analysis begins, and we offer a very, very fast test. Our results are ready in only 3 to 5 working days.
So it's very quick?
It's very fast. We've recently reduced that time scale, so I believe that we have one of the fastest options available in the market. We also offer an express test, which is done in only 2 working days, and that's at an additional cost.
I'm just curious, does the person from whom the DNA sample is taken have to be alive? Let's just say somebody, it's an old case and it's an adult who's grown up and the father is long since deceased. What would happen in that scenario?
This would be a forensic case. We handle many of these. Actually, you may have seen on some soap operas such as CSI and so on, they do a lot of this type of testing. We also offer this service. Of course, it's not always guaranteed that a particular sample will have viable DNA or provide us with a full profile, but we've got many cases where we are successful and we are able to help those participants or the family who are still alive to find the answers they're looking for. We can test a number of items. We've even had success with an old watch, for example, which we use an advanced forensic extraction, a watch that which was worn over many years, or an electric razor, which could be used. And then the next of kin would request that we test this item.
Oh, so you wouldn't necessarily have to exhume a body or anything like that?
No, not necessarily. In some cases where the items aren't available anymore, that may be a last resort, but we've had many cases where we've used items such as a liquid stamp, an electric razor with the shaving still inside, and as mentioned previously, the watch we've had success with as well.
Would you get cases whereby a woman would be seeking a paternity test or seeking to find out who the father of her child is, and that there would be more than two possible fathers? Has that happened?
Certainly.
Really?
Certainly, absolutely. Of course, we offer a very discreet service where we try to support the clients as much as we can because this is a very stressful time for them. However, they feel that they need the answers. So that's basically where we come in, and we are able to give them the answers they're looking for. We can test two fathers, three fathers, basically as many samples as they send in, we are able to assist them with. We would extract the profiles, as mentioned earlier, and the comparison is done with each of those DNA profiles.
And of course, in a case where the potential father, possible father, isn't willing to cooperate, then at least the mother has the option of being able to eliminate somebody else.
Exactly, exactly. This is where it comes in. Very often, the mother either has an idea of who she thinks is more likely and may wish to begin testing one father. However, we have handled cases where they would rather send in two or more samples for alleged fathers.
Do you ever have celebrity clients, Martina? I'm not sure. You can't go into names, but would you have high-profile clients?
We absolutely have high-profile cases. Obviously, I cannot mention anything. We have international cases. We've also assisted on a number of TV programs and soap operas, either giving advice, technical advice, or just supplying props such as a DNA template for a result or the actual DNA testing kits, because this does come up a lot on TV as well.
I think people are fascinated with anything to do with DNA. And I'm just curious as well, Martina, I'm sure you're familiar with the Jeremy Kyle show in the UK, and
yes.
It seems to be every week or every day it's all about paternity testing on that. So I would imagine that obviously there's huge demand for it in the UK. Do you have any idea if the demand for paternity testing in Ireland is on the up?
In Ireland, it is on the up, absolutely. This is a growing market for us. Not only paternity testing, but DNA testing in general. We offer a number of different services. And as you mentioned, I mean, it all started, I think, in the USA with the talk show. Sort of every week there would be an issue of paternity on either the Maury show, Jerry Springer, and so on. And now it really has come to Europe, and I think it's a big issue at the moment. And it's something that the public are aware of now. They know that they can actually have one of these tests. They know it's affordable, and that they can get the answers that before they thought they would never know about.
Two final questions, Martina, before we let you go, and thank you for your time. First of all, in euro terms, are the kits expensive to buy?
I can explain to you what our price is. A paternity testing for father and child is 259 euros.
Okay? Euro, 259?
Yes.
Okay, and finally, and the big question is, are they 100% reliable?
The test is 100% accurate if the father is not the father, okay, which means that he is absolutely excluded. If he is the father, we offer probabilities of 99.9% and above, which means that although it's absolutely accurate and very conclusive, in science we never say 100%. It wouldn't be correct. The reason is that if you have, for example, two alleged fathers who are identical twins, there is always that very slight chance that they would have the, of course, same DNA profile, and we wouldn't be able to exclude the identical twin as the possible father.
And that was Martina Vella there, who is sales and marketing manager with the company Easy DNA. And if you're interested in finding out more about DNA testing or paternity testing or whatever, their website is easydna.ie. We'd be very interested to know your comments and your thoughts on the whole idea of paternity testing, particularly when it's done after years and years, when a child is perhaps raised as the son or daughter of one particular man, and then a question mark is raised many years later as to whether somebody else entirely could be the father. If you've any thoughts on it, we'd love to hear from you this Monday afternoon. 0667123666 is the number to call. And of course, as always, you can text us on 083300 3300. Now, you're probably hearing the clattering of some saucepans and some kitchen utensils in the background, and that can only mean one thing. There's a chef in the house. His name is Mark Doe, and after the break, he'll be cooking up a storm.
And can you read the next line?
A-D-B-R-E-A-K.
Ad break? Good idea.
Talk about on Radio Kerry in association with Roger Harty Opticians, over B, Tralee. 25 years helping you see more clearly.
Hi, this is Michaela Lynch. I'm here to let you know about the Team Beauty Bootcamp. It's a great way to...